defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense begins right now. How the heck are you? Coming to you from these GunBroker.com studios, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is ready to rock and roll for you today. Did you enjoy yesterday's program with Nikki Gosar? I did. Nikki is a dear friend of mine, an old friend of mine, a close friend of mine, someone with whom I have the utmost respect and someone with whom my heart goes out to something terrible. I can never forget what Nikki went through. And I remember being there while this killer was awaiting trial and talking to her as her frustrations mounted, as plea deals were made, as she was in court and reporting back to us as to what was happening and calling us, you know, talking with me in the middle of the night on many of occasions. It's a terrible, terrible thing. Her book, Denied a Chance, make sure to give it a read. It's really, really powerful, and it will wake you up. And the title says it all. She was denied a chance because she was following Tennessee law, which, like Texas law in 1991, when Susanna Hupp was in the Luby's cafeteria with her friend, colleague, and her mother and father, following Texas law at that time, six other people that we know of were too. There may have been more, but a minimum of six were also following Texas law by leaving their guns in their cars because they weren't allowed in the restaurant. Because somehow, I guess if you walk into a restaurant with a gun, you become a, you know, food throwing, food fighting maniac with a gun. I don't know. You get the sarcasm. But it cost her parents' lives. Her parents were killed by George Hennard, the madman who crashed his car through the wall, literally, into the restaurant, got out with handguns and went to town. Killed 23 people, her mother and father included. And there was a time, because I have sat and spoken with her privately over dinner when she was telling me what happened, that she had an opportunity and actually reached for her purse because that's where she kept her gun. And that's when she had the sick feeling that it wasn't there. And I know Nikki felt the same way because Nikki carried a gun also. And in fact, because she wasn't, suffered the fate of watching her husband be murdered. And hearing Nikki's story on Armed American Radio from time to time is a powerful reminder of why we do what we do, why we live the way we live, and why no one's ever going to take that opportunity from me. I will not ever give up my right to do that, ever. After that, yesterday with Nikki, I got a phone call. How come you're not tweeting anything? How come I don't see you out there? I said, what are you talking about? I've been busy. I don't have time to sit there like some raptor, you know, with my thumbs going in my back arched on Twitter all day long. I just don't. I get to it when I can get to it, but I've got other more important things to do during the day. When the individual who will go unnamed said, bro, I think you should take a look at what's happening out there. You're all over the nation's news. To which point I said, let me take a look at that. And sure enough, a quick search found this. Los Angeles Times, Curt Schilling might run for Congress. Trump approves. The Washington Post, Curt Schilling is absolutely considering a run for Congress and Trump approves. Boston Globe, Curt Schilling says he might run for Congress in Arizona. Donald Trump approves. And on at, oh, here's the Baltimore Sun. Donald Trump endorses possible bid for Congress in Arizona. Former Orioles pitcher Curt Schilling can count on the endorsement of Donald Trump. This past Sunday in a radio interview with Armed American Radio's Mark Walters, every single column said this. Every single column quoted Curt Schilling from my radio interview with him on Sunday when he announced on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast after our joint return. He and I spent 3 days together in Tucson Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at a campaign event for Brandon Martin for Congress in Arizona's 2nd District. We decided not to tape anything in Arizona, but actually come home and do the program for you because we were tired that day. We had a lot going on. We both had to fly out the following morning. So we said, let's just go live and do it. Let's do it then. At which point, Curt announced his likely run and the possibility that he and his beautiful wife may move out back home, I should say, out back home, which is where he's from. He grew up in Arizona, meets the requirements as a longtime Arizona resident, native, to run for Congress. And when he mentioned that over the airwaves during the break, I said, you realize that this goes out to about 250 or 260 stations, right? See, we and I had talked about this over the weekend in Tucson, and he had mentioned in passing that he was planning on doing that. Well, the Free Beacon apparently picked that up, and boom, out it went. Right after the Free Beacon picked up those comments, which are certainly newsworthy when we're in a campaign season. And Kurt Schilling draws the ire of the left anyway, which I love, absolutely love it. It went nuts, and there it was. Armed American Radio was in virtually every newspaper in the United States, every major outlet. And I can't tell you how many people shot me emails asking for permission to run the clip from the audio. And so there you were on sports and politics on local stations around the country. I lost count of how many stations were running the story. And I have no idea how many people ran the clip of the audio. But that goes to show you who's paying attention and who's listening to Armed American Radio and the difference that the show can make when we get this message out. It is an extremely important program. And that's evidence of it. I gotta be honest with you. At first, when I saw the explosion in yesterday's media, national media, over that conversation on my program on Sunday with Kurt, I didn't see anything about it on Monday. I knew that that was going to be national news. I didn't know who would pick it up, and I didn't know how fat it would grow, how fast. I had no earthly idea. I thought you might see a couple blurbs in it, but I had no idea. On Monday, I didn't see anything about it. I searched for it a little bit Monday afternoon. I was kind of disappointed I didn't see anything, actually. And then Tuesday, boom. Just boom. And when I say boom, I mean boom. It was everywhere. Fox had picked it up. CNN, I believe, picked it up. MSNBC was running a story on it on cable news, as were some others. And as I said, news stations around the country, local news stations around the country. It was all over Arizona. I got a ton of email from people across the country who had heard it. So I thank you for that. You guys are paying attention, man, and I really appreciate it. It means a lot to me personally to know that Armed American Radio has the ability to do that. Now, I've had some other questions, too. Is Kurt going to run? I can only tell you what he said on the program, and that is he is considering a run, and his wife is open to it. And we shall wait and see. If he does, he has my 100% full support. I will do anything I can to help him with his campaign, as I am currently doing with Brandon Martin, and I can promise you would do for Kurt Schilling, including, let's just say, getting extremely active in the campaign wherever that requires me to be. So we'll see what happens out there. It's going to be an awful lot of fun. And what was interesting about it was Trump picked up the story also and tweeted it out when he saw it. That's right. And a number of you have asked, dude, he's paying attention. When are you going to get him on the radio? We've been working on bringing Donald Trump to Armed American Radio. I intend on doing that. And we do have and have made some inroads into contacts. I do have contacts in the White House. And we have made some inroads and people that know, that need to know, the ones that you see on TV are the ones that know about it, and we are working on it. He's a very busy man, obviously, and the demands on his time are incredible. Yesterday's story didn't hurt my cause, I can promise you that, because Trump's tweet about Schilling was derived from his interview on this program, on my program on Sunday. So that's good to know. So congratulations to you as Armed American Radio listeners. When you wonder sometimes, you know, we fight this fight every single day. I fight it every day, and I fight it with you every single day. And in today's environment, we wonder, man, is anybody hearing this? Is this getting drowned out? Is anybody paying attention? Are we preaching to ourselves? No one else hearing this. So let's talk a little bit about what happened just in the last 3 weeks. Media Matters picked up my conversation on air and ran with it. And they're no friend of ours. And that was in reference to the National Rifle Association. That made big national news. Media Matters picked it up and others did as well. In addition to that, we had El Paso and Dayton, Ohio. And Armed American Radio's voice, myself, was out there in defense of our right to bear arms on huge national forums for over a week and a half. Finished interviews yesterday. Have more tomorrow. Have another one Thursday. Friday, I forget what date. I don't even remember. I have another one latter part of the week. Columns written about it, television shows about it. Our voice is being heard. Your voice is being heard. through this program and however else you are making your voice heard. That much I can promise you. So when you get in that down in the dump rut that we all get in, I get in it too. I sit here with this microphone every single day, and there are times you wonder, man, oh man, are we making a difference? And then you see what happened yesterday and the explosion and the impact that it had. You're damn right you're making a difference. You're making a huge difference. This program is making a difference. The MonsterCast program is making a ginormous difference. Donald Trump tweeted his support for a candidate. Democrats are now fundraising off of Kurt's statements on my program. We're making a difference. When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit more about how we can continue to make a difference. And I want to go over some headlines with you, and we're going to pick and choose our fights back after this.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today. You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues now anew. You just heard the rejoinder. Let me push you to get over to GunBroker.com, sign up for an account. It is free, and take a look at the over million auctions going every day. I have not yet. I'm going to keep the running tally. I don't know when I'm going to wind up getting this. I'm getting emails. I'm looking for a Colt Python. And the ones that were that picked that up, mad props to you. Because I said, look, I'm going to tease you. I'm looking for something on GunBroker. We'll see if you can guess what it is. And a number of you shot me emails and said, Colt Python. And you knew. And I went ahead. And because so many of you had guessed on emails, if you want to email me for anything, by the way, it's mark@armedamericanradio.org. I read every single one of them that comes in. Mind you, I have over 6,300 emails in there now that I could respond to. But I want you to know I read every single email that comes in, every one of them. So make sure you'll be heard. If you want to be heard, send me your ideas. mark@armedamericanradio.org. But yeah, gunbroker.com, that's the place to go, man. You guys picked it up. I was looking for the Colt Python. There are a number of them over there, and it's an emotional thing. That's like buying a Colt Python. It's a pretty healthy investment there. It's going to be an emotional buy, kind of like buying a house. You know what you want when you walk in, right? Boom. Oh, this is it. At least that's what happened to me the last two houses I bought. Yep, this is it. This is it for me. Make him an offer. Don't you want to see the rest of the house? Don't need to. I will, but make him an offer. Don't want to lose it. Same thing with that Colt Python. I'm going to take one look at that picture at Gunbroker and go, there it is. That's the one for me. So you can do the same thing, gunbroker.com. Also, if you do not have your copy of Grilling While Armed, the top 20 recipes, why don't you have your copy? We worked on this thing for years. We've been doing Grilling While Armed segments on the Monster Cast for years. It was the most anticipated book I've done out of the three that I've done. This is by far the most fun that I've worked on. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, was brilliant in his firearm selections. So make sure to pick up a copy of Grilling While Armed. Those of you who are getting signed copies, I love you, man. You're wonderful. If you want to know how to get a signed copy, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Tell me you want to know how to get a signed one. I'll tell you exactly how to do it. Keep this in mind. When I get those copies, they go quickly. So make sure to act fast. Now, even if there's a delay and I get more requests for the signed ones, it's only a 24-hour turnaround for me, okay? So it's not like you got to wait a week. I've got a special deal worked out on that. So if you're interested in getting a signed copy, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And George Hill and the Bad Ogre and I will be doing a dual signing, a joint signing somewhere, sometime, and I'll let you know when that happens. That's available for you on Amazon. Your voice being heard. Let's go on from segment one. Your voice being heard. Yesterday was proof positive that our voice is being heard. And I mean being heard in a huge way. And it's going to be heard in an even more ginormous or huger way after yesterday's explosion of the comments and conversation that I had with Kurt Schilling on Armed American Radio. Because many, many, many millions more people are aware of Armed American Radio because of yesterday. And I'm sure we'll pick up a straggler or two. So you do make a difference. You make a difference via proxy through this radio program and your commentary to me and your emails and your letters. I derive content from that. And you make progress in your own hometowns. And I'm going to tease an upcoming segment on this week's Monster Cast. It will be pre-taped because of scheduling conflicts. I will be talking with Pete Brownell of Brownells for a solid hour. And I will be running that interview in hour two. You are not going to want to miss it. Reaching people is going to be a major part of the discussion with Pete Brownell. A major part of the discussion. Pete is dedicating himself and Brownells and AR15.com, and he'll explain all of that when we have an opportunity to chat for you live to tape. He will explain it all for you. But he is dedicating himself to getting this word out because it is so vital. A lot of people feel like we're being drowned out by the mainstream press. And in large part, we are, which is why yesterday's explosion was huge, because it brought more attention to this program. The 250, 260 stations the Monster Cast is on is great, and it's growing every single month. It's still not enough. So do your part. Call your radio stations. Ask them to carry the show. And I guarantee you, I don't want to put words in Pete Brownell's mouth, but I know Pete, and I know what he's going to say. He's going to push you to work at the local level. I can promise you. He will push you. He will tell you that all politics is local. It all starts with you. And he's right. He's right. If there's a, let's talk about kids. Your kids. You are the one as a parent, a good parent, that educates your children about firearm safety, not this cloaked satellite radio moment word. Almost got me there. Gun control, you know, safety, gun safety garbage that the, you know, pathetic socialist communist left is pushing. That's not what I'm talking about. You know, as a gun owner and as a responsible American, a law-abiding citizen that's being demonized by these those people that I just mentioned, you know your children, and you know when it's time to start teaching gun safety, real safety, to your children. And you know where to go to get the tools. If you don't, for gosh sakes, marketarmedamericanradio.org, and I'll turn them over to you right away. But you know your kids. So that's where safety starts, right there in the house with your own children. If you're having problems in your local school system, what do? You don't write your state your senator in Washington. No. You go to your school board meeting and you hash it out with the school board locally. If you got issues with your state laws and firearms like we do in the states that we talk about here, Washington is a great example. California is a great example. Oregon, great example. New Jersey is a great example. Illinois, New York, Florida. We talk about all of these places. Yeah, you believe I put Florida in with those states? But I did. Because Scott, right before he went to Washington, left us a nice little gun control package. Now he's up in Washington touting his support for the Second Amendment after signing the worst gun control package in Florida's recent history. And when he's asked about it, he deflects because he was wrong and he knows it. But the fact of the matter is, and the point that I'm trying to make is, you go local. You join your grassroots organization to make those changes in the state. You show up at the legislature if you have to, if you can get away with it. If not, at least join the group that does it on your behalf. This is a vital message to get out as we move forward. I know Pete's going to want to talk about that. How do I know that? Because I'm going to ask him about it. That's how I know. See? Only from the minds of Mark A., right? Yeah, I know what he's going, because I know where I want to go with him. And I can't wait to hear his answers on this stuff, because Pete's a guy with a tremendous amount of wisdom. Tremendous amount of wisdom. So pay attention to all of this stuff around you, and thank you for helping make Armed American Radio as big as it is and having an impact that it has, and that was evident yesterday, so that was just huge. If you haven't seen any of that, simply Google Kurt Schilling, Armed American Radio, Mark Walters, and bam, there you go. And you'll see everything out there. New York Post, it's everywhere. Rolling Stone, Variety, New York Post, every sports caster in the states, in the country was talking about it yesterday, ESPN. The liberal networks were all over it. And what was interesting was, and you know, if I can find it, I can read it to you. But I actually got a text from Brandon Martin, the individual that we were out there campaigning for yesterday afternoon. And he says, you're not going to believe it. You're absolutely not going to believe it. It looks like the Democrats are running and actually fundraising off of your program. And I couldn't believe it when I actually saw what you're up against. You know what? I'm going to have to do it when I come back. I'm being told. Let me go take a break, and I'll be back and read it for you back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, Six Things That Could Land You Behind Bars or Help Keep You Out of Them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Here we are back. Let me go back to, I didn't lose my train of thought. I'm going to go back to the fundraising that they're doing, and then I'm going to give you some headlines. This is from Greg Stanton for Congress out in Arizona. Breaking, Kurt Schilling, a far-right extremist. But he's not a far-left progressive socialist extremist. Agree with me or the heck with you, right? I could be a lot more explicit, but I won't. Kurt Schilling, a far-right extremist, announced that he's considering challenging Arizona Democrats in Congress, including Greg, and Donald Trump has already endorsed him, exclamation point. And the tweet from Donald Trump, Kurt Schilling, a great pitcher and patriot, is considering a run for Congress in Arizona. Terrific. And he mentioned that to Fox and Friends. I wasn't watching that today. If Fox and Friends didn't mention Schilling running, I would be shocked. If they did, let me know. I didn't record it. Don't really care. But between his personal money and dark money Trump donors, as opposed to his dark money donors, right? He will have a significant war chest to try and take on Greg. We need to respond fast to keep Schilling from challenging Greg. Rush $5, rush $100, rush $250. Thank you for your support, Team Stanton. And the candidate in the primaries right now, our friend Brandon Martin, texted, Arizona Dems are already making a fundraising push off of Kurt. This was yesterday, early afternoon, right smack after this broke. Didn't take him long. Yeah, because it was the Arizona Central, Arizona Republic, when they got wind of Armed American Radio, and it was running in Phoenix, I guess, a number of times on a number of local stations. throughout Arizona, but predominantly Phoenix area as the largest market in the state. I believe it ran in Tucson as well. They reached out to Kurt for commentary to confirm what he said on my show. And sure enough, he confirmed it back in an email, and that just made it explode even more. So there you go. But it is important for you to get local, stay local, and fight the battle on your own home turf. What kind of battle are we fighting? Well, I'll tell you what. Let me put my other glasses on. Because I want to give you an indication of what I was up against when I woke up today. Now, this is just a small indication of what I was up against when I woke up today. Headline, universal background checks are constitutionally suspect. Dug into that for you. New Hampshire's Chris Sununu sets constitutional benchmark on guns. Now, see, what I'm doing here now is I'm triaging for you, and we're doing it live on the radio together. San Jose mayor wants to require that gun owners have liability insurance. That just popped, by the way. Yeah, well, let me look at some of this first. I'm giving you the method I use. Report ATF to move on pistol braces at the direction of Trump. That's been out there for a couple days. We've been sitting on that one. We talked about it briefly on the program. Elizabeth Warren vows to focus attacks on legal gun owners. Are AR-15 rifles a public safety threat? Here's what the data say. Pawn shop steal. How to get a customized CZ-75B Omega pistol. Hey, that's pretty good. I'm going to have to look into that, but I'd put that off. That wouldn't be something I would go over with you today. Trump is unlikely to commit political suicide by betraying us on guns. That was written by our friend Kurt Schlichter. And I'm probably going to go over that with you here in a minute because I'm not so sure Kurt is right about that. Just the headline itself. Now, Kurt means what he says, and he says what he means. And you can trust a headline when Kurt Schlichter wrote it. It's indicative of what the column is going to be about. Trump is unlikely to commit political suicide by betraying us on guns. Below that, the do something disease. CNN's Cuomo on gun laws, no individual right until Scalia. And I could go on and on. Mass public shootings are much higher in the rest of the world and increasing much more quickly. We can get local with you. Arizona, numbers down at summer gun show. That's not a good thing, is it? Texas homeowner fatally shoots armed suspect during robbery attempt, cops say. Oh, let's go to that. That's a happy ending story. And this was on Fox a couple days ago. Haven't even had a chance to get to this yet. North Texas homeowner on Sunday shot and killed a guy after the guy pulled out a gun when he was confronted. Saginaw, suburb of Fort Worth, 5 p.m. CBS Local News reported it. CBS National News didn't cover it, did they? No, and they're not going to. The homeowner, and I quote now, reportedly fetched his gun after hearing the commotion. They were reportedly two would-be burglars. Guess what happened? Two would-be burglars tried to get in the house, and one of them is fatally shot. That's a good thing. That's the way it's meant to be. That's the Second Amendment in action. Do I need to tell you anymore? No, but see, I love those headlines. So when I look at this and I triage this, ooh, I put those right at the top. Now, here's something else I'm going to put at the top. Elizabeth Warren plans, including using tax code, to deprive law-abiding citizens of Second Amendment rights. Another one that came in my mailbox on my alert about Elizabeth Warren read something to the effect that Elizabeth Warren is going to try, and we'll see if we can find, Elizabeth Warren vows to focus attacks on legal gun owners. And here's one that says Elizabeth Warren plans, including using tax code to deprive law-abiding citizens of Second Amendment rights. So let's go into that because that's getting additional coverage. And this is from Legal Insurrection. Elizabeth Warren plans include using tax code to deprive law-abiding citizens of Second Amendment rights. Now, I've kind of dove into this already a little bit. I know what it's about, but here's from CNN. Elizabeth Warren has unveiled a comprehensive plan to reduce gun violence. And we notice it's all about gun violence. This has nothing to do with gun violence. Here's what it should say. Let's rewrite this effectively. Senator Elizabeth Warren has unveiled a comprehensive plan to reduce civilian gun ownership by enacting a suite of new restrictions on law-abiding buyers, cracking down on sellers, lawful sellers, and breaking the National Rifle Association's stranglehold on Congress with anti-corruption legislation. So how do you write anti-corruption? This is the way my mind thinks immediately when I start looking at this. How am I going to phrase this to talk with you about it? Well, the first thing that comes to my brain cell here is, how do you use anti-corruption legislation when you're talking about cracking down on law-abiding sellers, FFL dealers, and lawful citizens getting background checks passing 4473s to buy the guns that they choose to buy because they have a right to buy? What's corruption, anti-corrupt? What's corrupt about that that requires anti-corruption legislation? What's corrupt is her brain. Her brain is corrupt. But that's the way I think when I see this. So you got to, you know, get a little creative here. Get a little critical when you look at this stuff. Let's go back to this. Let me read it for you. Then I'm going to give you the real one. It's what CNN should have said, but they never will. Senator Elizabeth Warren has unveiled a comprehensive plan to reduce gun violence by enacting a suite of new restrictions on buyers, cracking down on sellers, and breaking the National Rifle Association's stranglehold on Congress with anti-corruption legislation. Again, let's go back. Senator Elizabeth Warren has unveiled a comprehensive plan to reduce civilian gun ownership by enacting a suite of new restrictions on law-abiding buyers, cracking down on lawful sellers with federal firearms licenses as law-abiding dealers, and breaking the National Rifle Association's stranglehold on Congress with anti-corruption legislation. These people, these clowns, this clown posse, this came from, again, pandering from, I love Trump's new deal. What does he call her? Pocahontas? Oh, I love that. Fake Pocahontas. I love it. The proposal was derided from her with 15 other of those lunatics when they were taking turns speaking at a gun safety forum in Des Moines, Iowa. Gun safety forum. It's not a gun safety forum. It's a gun control forum. None of them were talking about teaching children firearm safety. None of them were talking about what they learned at the range today and what they think you should pass on to the people that you teach gun safety to because they found something. That's not what this is about. This is about taking everything away from you. She quotes, "The next president has a moral obligation to use whatever executive authority she has to address the gun crisis. But it is obvious that executive action is not enough. Durable reform requires legislation, but right now legislation is impossible. Why? We'll tell you about it when we come back." She says because it's a mix of corruption and abuse of power, which is exactly what she's talking about doing if should she attain the mantle of the presidency back after this.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday night special Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast continues. Don't forget to check out, please, gunbroker.com. Gunbroker.com. Jump in. Go find you something. I can promise you there's going to be something fun at Gunbroker for you. Just don't blame me when somebody starts yelling at you because you're spending too much money. I know, right? Just put it on a credit card. Then you never have to pay for it, right? Yeah, that bill comes due. The next president, according to Pocahontas, has a moral obligation to use whatever executive authority she has to address the gun crisis. Do you see the pandering here? She has. You know, I'm surprised the Democrat didn't say something like the next transgender president has a moral obligation to use what, because this is all they do is play identity politics. She can't say the next president has a moral obligation to use whatever executive authority he or she has to address the gun crisis. It's a game to these people. And a very dangerous one that they're playing indeed. Very dangerous. She also called on Friday last week on Walmart to remove all firearms from its shelves. Companies that sell guns have a responsibility to the safety of their communities. Yeah, Elizabeth, that's why they sell guns. At Walmart. I mean, we can't even talk in normal English, and that's at Walmart. It's one of the largest gun retailers in the world. The weapons they sell are killing their own customers and employees. No profit is worth those lives. Do the right thing. Stop selling guns. Do you understand what's happening here? I know you do. That's why you're listening to the program. I know you enjoy hearing me rant about it. It'd be very easy to reach into the box and pull Mad Mark, right? Angry Mark, Mad Mark, right out of the box. Very easy. Because apparently, she blames guns, not the guns in the hands of a killer. So everything Walmart sells is killing their customers. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable the world in which we live in today. It is absolutely incredible. The level of dishonesty, and I'm going to tell you now, and I hate to do this, but I'm going to do it. This is not going to turn out well. When this chapter is written, it will not have a happy ending. There will be an ending. It will be a happy ending because we will win. But how we got to winning is not going to be a happy story. Let me put it that way. These folks are continuing to push you down the road to a point where at some point you're going to say, you know what? I've had enough of you. Enough of you. And they're hell-bent on it. There's no indication that I see anywhere that they're going to stop. Not one. Not one. Walmart has said it plans to remove displays for violent video games from its stores, but has no plans to further reduce its gun selection. What do you mean further reduce the gun selection? Well, they stopped selling, and here's what it says, assault-style rifles. No, they didn't. They weren't selling fully automatic military M4s or variants. They were selling AR-15s and AR-22s, of which I have several. They were selling semi-automatic rifles. How do you do this local? Let me go back to the beginning, what we were talking about, local, where it all starts local. Pick the phone up and call the newspaper. Write a letter to the editor. If you hear that phrase used on the local news, Fox 5, News at 10. I'm Carrie Ann.
And I'm Bob.
Call Carrie Ann and Bob's station manager and tell them they're wrong. And do it while the newscast is on. They do listen. And they do take these calls. They actually do pay attention to this. And enough of us do it, it makes a difference. Warren said, I think it would be more effective if instead of taking down pictures of guns, they actually stopped selling guns. So that tells me that Elizabeth Warren would be happy if everybody in the country stopped selling guns, which tells me that Elizabeth Warren wants everyone to stop selling guns, which tells me that Elizabeth Warren wants to eradicate civilian ownership of guns. Now, if you think I'm wrong on that, email me. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. If you think I'm wrong in that assessment, based on what I just her quote, not my opinion, that's her quote. If you think I'm wrong in my assessment of what she said and what I can derive from that because of what she said, that logical conclusion that I just drew, you email me and you let me know. And while you're at it, tell me if you disagree with the fact that, yeah, you know where I'm going with this one too, right? Show me a city in decay in America, Ms. Warren, and I'll show you a city run by your party for decades at every single level. I think it would be more effective if instead of taking down pictures of guns, they actually stopped selling guns. So that means she would be happy if, oh, I don't know, Bass Pro stopped selling guns too. Focus on fishing and boating. Get rid of hunting. Do you think she was unhappy when Dick's decided to stop selling certain guns and he's eventually getting rid of all of it anyway? Because that was a brilliant CEO decision that's cost the company hundreds of millions of dollars. And for some reason, the board continues to put up with a CEO that cost them a couple $150 million, and more than that now. It'll be over $1 billion in the long run. Great move there, chief executive. Hey, let's keep him on as chief executive. Why? Because I don't like guns. Great business decision. Do you think she would be unhappy if every single FFL in the state of Massachusetts suddenly got E. coli and closed down? If they just closed down for whatever reason, you think she would be unhappy about that? Not at all. It's a pretty logical conclusion. It didn't take my business degree to figure that one out. Chris Cuomo could figure that one out. Right, Fredo? Good Lord. Where have we gotten? Gun control advocacy groups. Hope Walmart, one of the nation's top sellers of firearms, will reconsider its role in weapons sales in the aftermath of a shooting rampage that killed at least 22 people at one of its stores in El Paso, Texas. So if somebody came in and stabbed 10 people in a Walmart, they would reconsider selling kitchen knives and kitchen utensils? If one of its employees or two of its employees were killed on the way to work by a drunk driver, they would begin giving everybody bus passes so they didn't have to drive to work? This whole conversation is absolutely asinine. And CBS is more than happy to report it. CNN is more than happy to report it. I should say misreport it. because they use the wrong terminology and they just don't care. Walmart said in a statement at the time that its heritage as a company has always been in serving sportsmen and hunters, and we will continue to do so in a responsible way. Good for you, Walmart. Good for you. Let's see how long you stick to that, and you'd better stick to it. Do my old... They better stick to it, and they better stick to it good. Part of her proposal for taxes that we're talking about and using the system to get rid of guns, she claims is just going to be the continuation of her wanting to reduce the number of gun deaths in America. It's not true. She wants to reduce the number of guns in America. She is actually stupid enough to believe that she can do that. So you get an idea of that was just one source of I've got dozens of sources, hundreds of headlines that I could have gone over with you today. We'll do some more of that tomorrow. Maybe I'll bring somebody fun in. But I can tell you this, on Sunday we're going to have Pete Brownell on. I'll be doing some taping with Pete latter part of the week, closer we get to the weekend's Monster broadcast, and you're going to love the conversation. I know you're going to love the conversation because I'm going to be the one asking him the questions, and I know you're going to love his answers because I know Pete. So I'm looking forward to having him on the program. It's going to be an awful lot of fun. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is going to get up and do it again tomorrow because we can. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught dead outside his cave. Or he would be caught dead outside his caveman, right? Or outside his cave without his club. You get the idea. See you on the radio.